Monday Night Football on ESPN. That's an 8:15 p.m. kick. Ravens 8-2. Traveling to L.A. to take on the 6-4 Rams. Last year, Jared Goff, he was the flavor of the year. But listen, after the Super Bowl game versus the Pats, and you and I have talked about this several times, Goff has just been a different player. Has 11 TDs and 10 interceptions this year, and those are not the numbers he put up last year. And again, something happened in that Super Bowl that got into his psyche. Lamar Jackson, though, a lot of people said he couldn't play quarterback in the NFL, even though he won a Heisman Trophy at Louisville doing it, said, no, he needs to move to wide receiver. He needs to move to running back. Well, listen, he's playing quarterback, and in my opinion, he's emerged as the league MVP, the top league MVP candidate right now. 19 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and 781 rushing yards. That's more than the Rams' Todd Gurley has by more than 250 yards. Mike, I can't recall another time this late in the season, if ever, when an NFL quarterback had been the team's leading rusher.
Yeah, if it's happened, my guess would be maybe Michael Vick or Randall Cunningham. I know 1 year Randall Cunningham was on a really poor team, and he was basically the main option. But Lamar Jackson, he's a different animal. That guy, I mean, he's a freak. He is the front runner for the MVP. Remember when he was drafted, everyone kept posing those questions to him about, hey, you're going to play receiver, slot, kickoff returns, and he was adamant. Look, mm-hmm. I'm playing quarterback or nothing. And Harbaugh, of course, he's one of the top 5 coaches in the league, and he's no surprise. He made a very good decision putting him in, getting rid of Flacco. And we haven't seen a running back at quarterback, running threat at quarterback like him since Michael Vick. Rams, you talked about it. They do not look like a contender. Goff has performed poorly all year. Belichick must have just destroyed his confidence in that game in the Super Bowl because he did nothing in that game. They only got 3 points on a team that averaged nearly 30 a game that year. Ravens, in my opinion, they look like the most complete team in the league. As for the point spread, it looks too easy, frankly. Ravens destroy Houston. They obliterate the Patriots, and now they only lay 3 points in this game. It looks like a trap, but I still may lay it. Rams and Chargers have the worst home field advantage in the NFL.